The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants to close a gun sale loophole in Texas, even if he breaks ranks with the National Rifle Association to make it happen. Patrick told the Dallas Morning News that in order for Republicans to win in 2020, the party has to support measures to reduce gun violence, especially after the mass shootings in El Paso and Odessa. Brandon Rottenhouse, who teaches political science at the University of Houston, says Patrick is aligned with many Republican voters on this issue.
Republican support of gun policies as they are now has dropped about 10 percentage points in the past year. That is to say that Republicans are much more comfortable with changes to gun control policies as a result of some of these very high-profile and tragic shootings.
In response to Lieutenant Governor Patrick's recent revelation, the NRA released a statement saying that Patrick's idea to close a gun sale loophole would restrict the rights of law-abiding gun owners and lead to massive gun registrations. This Thursday and Friday, teachers, counselors, school psychologists, and other professionals from all over the Arklatex will gather at LSU in Shreveport for the 9th and 14th annual Bullying and Suicide Prevention Conference. This year, LSUS is combining these two conferences to give attendees a chance to get the latest on these related topics at one event. Dr. Barzana White, district school psychologist with Caddo Parish Schools, explains the focus of the conference.
Well, being able to recognize that there are individuals that are in crisis and that need help really is key to our training. So individuals that come and they receive training from the various wonderful speakers that we have are able to go back and then implement what they've learned in that setting.
Attendees can receive up to 12 continuing education units. The conference is open to all teachers, counselors, social workers, and psychologists in the Red River Radio listening area. If you'd like to learn more, go to our website, redriverradio.org, click on the conference news story, and follow the web link. Today is the 18th anniversary of 9/11, when terrorists hijacked four commercial passenger planes, crashing two into the World Trade Center towers in New York City, slamming one into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. A fourth plane crashed into a field in Pennsylvania as passengers fought back. Some 9/11 memorial events scheduled for today in Shreveport-Bossier. Patriot Day, National Day of Service and Remembrance, sponsored by the Shreveport Fire Department, Shreveport Police Department, and the City of Shreveport. It is to commemorate those lost and give thanks to the brave first responders that put their lives on the line to help. It'll take place at the Shreveport Police and Firefighters Memorial next to the aquarium at 600 Clyde Fant Parkway. In fact, it's just started. In Bossier City, there will be a 9/11 memorial ceremony at 9 a.m. in the Liberty Garden at 620 Benton Road at the Bossier City Municipal Complex, sponsored by Keep Bossier Beautiful and Bossier City. The National Weather Service forecast for today: afternoon high temperatures will climb into the mid-90s, dropping to the mid-70s later tonight. There is a slight chance for thunderstorms this morning. The high temperature is expected to reach 94 with a low of 74. There's a 20% chance of rain currently in Shreveport-Bossier at 77 degrees and clear. You're listening to Red River Radio News.